Good morning and welcome to Local Matters. Ben Rogers here with Smith County Mayor Jeff Mason, all by his lonesome.
All by myself.
Without the other three mayors. How does it feel?
It feels good. It feels good. I'm sure you were sent, messages warned about letting me be by myself, but, that's okay.
Feels pretty good, though. It
feels good, yeah. They can't complain that I've stole their time because I got all the time.
That's right. So, yeah, for those that maybe missed out, I try to have Smith County, Jackson County, White County, and Cumberland County mayors on once a quarter because they bring so much information from their communities. And the last time, Jeff could not make it. You had some meetings, right?
I actually had a meeting in Nashville with the NearStar, which is pretty cool. Our zinc mine, we've had a zinc mine for ever since I can remember, and it shut down back in December for right now because zinc prices. It's a lot of that zinc's a commodity that goes up and down, so a lot of times. But the interesting part of that is now with the push for electronics, electric cars, electric batteries, and such, there's a byproduct for years with the zinc. It was the and I'll butcher this. Germanium and I can't remember what the other one, but there's two rare earth metals that were byproducts. So now, with that being a major source for these electric chips and batteries, we've seen a demand for that in the market. China has a big share of that market, but they're working with the federal government and state and local governments plans are to build a smelter in Clarksville along with the one that does the zinc smelting, but in order to pull those rare earth metals out and create a market there because it's weapons guidance. It's big in that for the chips for that. So it's a big defense issue. And so we're pretty excited, that the fact that it could come back and basically they said, when it does come back, they'll be able to pull the zinc and then be able to sit on the zinc if the market falls. But the other, the germanium and the other one is the one that they're really after right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is why I have you on.
Yeah.
I knew you had something in Nashville. I didn't know it was.
That's what it was.
So
yeah.
It closed in December. Is it opening back up then?
Probably a year or two. They talk a lot.
So it's going to be a little bit.
Yeah, they got to build that smelter and get that. But one thing they said is all those waste ponds they have up there where they've, the waste product that came off the zinc,
yeah,
it's full of this stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
And so they can use that stuff.
Yeah.
So instead of it going into the earth or whatever, the polluting, anything,
yeah,
it can be recycled.
They're going to dredge those ponds and smelter that germanium and the other one out.
So how, all right. This is something. This is a big deal.
It is a big deal.
How did this start? How did this whole smeltering and using this for this purpose? How did you get wind of it? Did you call and ask or did
no? So we had heard that there was something there, but the guys from NearStar came in and kind of explained that on a higher level to me at this meeting, and so we're pretty excited. I mean, and there was actually a New York Times article on it.
Okay,
here a while back about Clarksville being the center of the trade wars.
I missed that.
Yeah. I know you're a New York Times reader every Sunday morning.
I usually stick to local papers or local media, but no, News Talk being one of them. But,
right.
So, okay. So that's a very important meeting. So thinking a year or two, obviously this probably is not going away, the need for this with your vehicles. And then of course, like you said, the fence mechanism.
Right.
So you could possibly be bringing some economic development to Smith County.
Yes.
Back with the current existing zinc mine that's been there. I mean, how you said years, you know how long? Cause it's been there as long as I remember.
As long as I remember, I can't remember.
Yeah. Exactly. So it's operated, a lot. I know there's been times it's closed down. But there's a chance to open this zinc mine up, and obviously
gallium. That's the other one. I knew I'd find it.
So yeah. Germanium and gallium.
And gallium are the two rare. They call the rare earth minerals, and in Middle Tennessee, which they call the Gornsville mine, and East Tennessee are the two mines, and both of them are byproducts off that zinc ore.
Are there a lot of? I don't know. Forgive me, folks. I don't do a lot of geography or archaeology work.
Geology, I think.
Geology,
yeah.
See, that's showing my intelligence right there. Geology.
Yeah, me and you both way over our skis at the moment.
Well, we were talking about cities, so I went to geography. Geology, and I guess it is a little bit geography. I don't know what locations are in Tennessee as far as these
this
minerals.
This is one of the few, the way they talk, this is maybe one of the only few places in the United States that has this, that's currently being mined.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's a very big deal. Do we know how many jobs this could create for Smith County?
No. Not yet. I mean, it all depends. Like I said, they're going to the federal government and to try to get some, that bad word, subsidies to help, you know, offset some of the cost in building this smelter and getting ready because it is such a defense and a market driven product. And of course, you know, there's always that fear that if China gets wind of it, that they'll.
Are you going to be the new Oak Ridge?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't.
What does a smelter look like?
I'm not sure. Man. I need more information on that.
Yeah, I'm blown away right now.
I think it's fire and they heat and it separates those metals.
There's some really smart people listening to the show thinking, you're a bunch of dummies. You don't know what smeltering is. I have no idea.
That's normal.
I don't work in metals.
That's
normal
for this show, right?
Yeah, exactly. Especially when the mayors are on, right?
Yeah. I mean, the IQ level goes way down.
Oh, I love it. That's good news, though, Jeff. That's exciting.
It is exciting.
It's if when you can help the federal government with the, you know, the defense mechanism.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, there's legislation, and I know you keep up with it too. You're a smart guy, and that's one of those things is preventing like countries from buying certain pieces of land near Oak Ridge,
right?
And this would obviously probably come up with Smith County,
correct? Could.
And I don't know how all that works with China buying land. I haven't dove into that to see how all that works. I didn't know it was happening until a couple of years ago, and somebody said something about it. But, I mean, there's legislation in the Tennessee General Assembly, I believe, still there. That session hasn't closed, that they're going to vote on to try to prevent another country from buying land around highly sensitive sites.
Makes sense to me, too. Yeah.
Wow. This is why I do the show. I learned so much.
Absolutely.
So, year two, you're still waiting to hear more?
Yeah, we'll know more. This was kind of just a high level. Hey, this is what's going on. This is where we're at. This is where we're going. I think June or July, they'll know more. And maybe if it goes together and everything that they're looking to, their plan is to hopefully break ground on this smelter in fall of this year. So that would increase that timeline. I think it'd take a year or so to build it, and then they would be ready to start producing.
You made a good decision by missing time with us and the three mayors.
I
know you did.
That was pretty important.
That was very important. I honestly didn't know, and I'm not sure they knew exactly the details.
Yeah, I mean,
and you may not have been able to share them at the time.
I mean, at that time, I didn't really know.
You didn't know either, did you?
Well, I mean, when you're invited to a meeting in Nashville, downtown Nashville law office, you know, you kind of like, what's this about?
You might want to go. I mean, you got called a couple names, but that's okay. What's different?
Well, it's early. We can call them names again.
That's true. That's true. So, good news out of Smith County, hopefully, with some potential to not only bring in some jobs and economic development, but, you know, help our country out.
Absolutely.
Right?
So,
that's amazing. So, something else. I mean, at Smith County, you have not been bored in Smith County the last year.
I hadn't been bored in a long time.
You haven't been bored since you've probably been in the office, but... You know, I talked when you were here last time with the mayors just to update on the 1981 Centralized Financial Management Act.
Yeah.
That the Smith County Commission passed in September and October and then set up the Financial Management Committee and started talking about policies and then hiring a finance director. So where are you all at in the 1981 Financial Management Act transition?
So right now we are at the point to where – like you said, the committee's been set for this year. We're in the process of appointing a director. We've went through some interview processes and that, and hopefully that'll be done here pretty quick. Get that done. You know, we had a little pause back in December, January with some litigation, but we got through that, and everything worked out well, and we're moving forward. And We're there. Like I said, once we get the director appointed and confirmed, then we move on with policies and procedures of merging the two systems and writing new policies and procedures. And it's like we said, you know, the school board may be doing something that we really like, and we'll take that. And we may be doing something better than they do it, and we'll take that and roll that in. And I think, you know, it's not been an easy easy or peaceful process. But I do believe in my heart, within a year or two, people are going to most everybody's going to look back and go, they may not admit it, but they'll say this was the best thing we could ever done.
Yeah, I said that from the beginning. All those that are frustrated with the process or really not wanting to see this come to fruition, right, I think we'll look down the road and say, oh, wow, it really wasn't that big of a deal.
Wasn't that big a deal.
It's really, nobody's trying to take control. Nobody's trying to take the schools over. Well, I can promise you.
You've heard so many times, you know, they're going to take, you're going to take their money. Well, you can't do that anyway.
Yeah, I got that text. Even though I've changed careers, I still get some questions from my counties, which I don't mind. I mean,
means you were loved.
I return that, right? Because I've made lifelong friends, and we'll talk about that later. But with you, you're a lifelong friend. I'm not going anywhere. But I got a question from one of your commissioners about, hey, I know you've told me this, but there's somebody thinks that we're going to take the school's money. I said, you can't. It's against the law.
It's against the law.
Nobody would ever allow that. The comptroller's office would be very angry with you trying to do that. So I think in a year or two, you're going to see some people that say, you know what, that was probably the best thing for the county, and more transparency, and probably have more money. And, but I will say that it's been a process.
It has been.
And so there's
I'll brag on Commissioner Justin Malden.
Yeah.
He's done a tremendous job. He was elected chairman at our first meeting, and he's done a tremendous job. He's laid out a really great, with some input from us on some timelines. And like I said, you know, we get the policies and procedures rolled out. I think the plan is to offer the school board people that are currently working that system jobs first of here pretty quick, and then they got a timeline to make that decision. So we'll see where we are staffed. Then, you know, the plan is for the school to maintain doing what they're doing, close out their books, and then we will fully implement the 1981 Act beginning October of this fall.
Okay. So that's something news to me. So that's why you're here, Jeff Mason, from Smith County Mayor's office. He is a Smith County Mayor.
Thank you, Ben, for you and Wesley's help in getting this done.
We were glad to help. Wesley's also obviously an asset to county government as well. But, yeah, we're glad to help. We're here on Local Matters. I'm with Jeff Mason, Smith County Mayor. Without the other three mayors, it's just his solo show. We'll be back after this break in just a moment.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. I have Jeff Mason, Smith County Mayor, with me. He is solo today without his counterparts from Jackson, White, and Cumberland counties. Jeff missed us again last month and just wanted to have – or 2 months ago now, I guess. And I just wanted to have him on because Smith County does have a lot going on. We covered a zinc mine update in the first segment, talked about the 1981 Act, Central Financial Management Act, where – and again, we didn't say this earlier, but it consolidates all of the finances in the government, county government.
Yes.
And several counties, almost 27, 28 now, I guess, have it. And then they have other counties have a form of it.
Right.
So y'all are working through that. You just mentioned October, you think you'll be fully implemented. I think that's a good day.
That's the plan.
Yeah, and that's really, I mean, a year's time, that's pretty good.
With us being already 57 and centralized without everything but the school board, it's like I've tried to explain to a lot of folks, it's not really building a brand new department. I equate it to merging on the interstate. You've already got a flow of traffic going, and you're just merging another car into that flow of traffic.
Yeah.
Now, you know, it's a bigger system, so it might be, you know, merging a tractor trailer or a charter bus in size, but yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good analogy. I like that. I have to use that.
We're smart people, remember?
Yeah, other than zinc mine stuff.
Well, we know our limits.
Yeah. So a little bit different for you all as far as the makeup goes in the Financial Management Committee. which is a required bylaw committee once you adopt this act. Yes. Y'all have a little bit different makeup. Tell me what's different than what other counties have throughout the state that have the 81 Act.
So we started, the first act was like everybody else does it, with four commissioners, the director of schools, highway superintendent, and the mayor. Once we had our little litigation, you know, start, there was some things, and part of the settlement agreement was the fact that they got an extra seat on the board. And so we allowed that. They picked their person. It was confirmed by the county commission, and so now there's a director of schools, a school board member, and three commissioners, and road superintendent and myself. Yeah.
So it's got to be seven members.
Absolutely.
That's what the law says. Yes. So the makeup is legal now. It was legal before. It's legal now. But offer an olive branch and let's work together. So
absolutely.
Two people from the schools, director of schools, has to be on by law, and then they've added the school board member, which, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing in the law that says you have to have this makeup other than those three, mayor, superintendent.
That's it. And the other four can be schools. Anybody from Joe Q Public to commissioners to, you could put all school board members. I mean, it's just your choice.
It could be. So that's a little bit different.
It just has to be confirmed by the county commission.
That's right. County commission confirms it. That's a little bit different. You have 24 county commissioners.
We do.
You have all seats filled now? I know y'all start in September with a vacancy or something, and maybe had one or more roll off.
I think we're full right now.
Okay. Yep.
We had three openings. We have three openings, two in the same district. Both of those won their primary, so they'll go to August and be seated. They have no opposition. The seat in Carthage went vacant. Nobody qualified. Haven't heard of any run on or write-ins or anything like that. So we'll wait and see how that shakes out, but we may have to appoint somebody in September to fill that seat.
So you're not working at full membership then?
Oh, no, we have it. This just gentleman decided not to run.
Oh, okay.
The gentleman we appointed the last time decided not to run again.
I got it. Yeah. I got you. He's just not going to run for the continue to have the seat. He's just temporarily filling in.
Yeah, absolutely.
I got you. Okay.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about moving on from 81, which is a big part of budgeting, but let's talk about budget outlook. We are in April now.
We are.
And has the budget committee been meeting?
We've met one time for the preliminary. We have a second meeting. We started with a high level look at the budget this week and deciding who wants to call back and who we want to talk to and who we want to. So from there, and that schedule is going to be set, and we'll go from there. And we're trying to do it as quick and easy and painless as possible. Still kind of waiting. You know, it's still early for penny values, and we were in ratio this year, so we're still waiting on that number to officially, because if you don't know what you got, you don't know what you can spend.
Do you have any idea what the ratio is?
Somewhere around 81.
That's not bad.
I'm tickled to death.
Yeah, you should be definitely happy with that. That's a discount on personal property and public utility taxes that are owed to the county. So to be about 19% discount, whereas other counties suffered 30 and 40%.
Yes, a lot of people.
The last 2 years because of the real estate prices climbing up so high from people coming in and buying up property. And so that's really good news. I know it's still early, but revenue, is it on track for this current year that we're in to meet expectations?
Yes. I mean, our revenues, everything is trending in a really good spot. Property taxes, collections were good. Sales tax is kind of, you know, you're not seeing that big spike that we were seeing, you know, from 2 or 3 years ago. So they've kind of leveled out to where we are, so that's a good thing. Of course, wheel tax, gas tax is always, you know, about the same, and that's just one of those things that you don't really have a say in. One thing that we have seen with these higher interest rates, and I know it's bad for a mortgage, but it's really helped us on our interest income. That's kind of trending above, and we made a change a couple years ago with our billing company and our EMS. And we're starting, of course, there are some more call volumes, but we're starting to see a big difference in our revenues, and we're on track to be really good on that, so that's a good thing. Prisoner board's kind of about the same, maybe down a little, but with a chance to pull up, because, you know, that's one of those that you try to control, but you can't control. You know,
sales tax is right on target.
Right on target right now. Because we didn't estimate it really high like the state did.
Maybe have helped a little bit with that in the last few years. Be conservative, right?
Well, that's Daisy and I talked about that again the other day. we budget revenues on the low side and expenses on the high side. Yep. That way you don't get caught.
Yeah, you don't get caught. Have you had any special requests so far from departments maybe that you don't normally get for budget purposes? Or
Just the normal stuff. You know, the cars, the ambulances. The one thing that we've got to figure out is we've – you know, over the past 2 or 3 years, we took a lot of our ARP money and pumped in about $1.5 million in the roads, and it's really made a difference. We shifted pennies last year and got another $1 million for him. This year, I don't know what we're going to do to get him more money next year. That's still up in the air. I have some ideas, but I haven't floated those yet to see what the opinion is. You were there the first year when we were wondering if we were going to have two pennies to rub together in a fund balance when we got done. Our estimates is somewhere around $8 million in fund balance this year. So with that, we think we're going to have a pretty decent chunk of money to spend on. One of the things that I'm working on and hoping for is, you know, ECD's brought out these broadband ready grants, and one of theirs is for buildings. And so I've applied for a $2 million grant to rehab our courthouse, and it really needs it. Not our old historic courthouse, not the building we're in. So really hoping we can come through that. We'll have set aside some money to finish off that and a match on that. But a lot of good things, you know. I'm optimistic about the budget. It seems to, you know, of course, you know, none of us never know what tomorrow brings.
No, I mean, you don't know, but you plan it quarterly and hopefully have enough in fund balance to make up for that, you know, that rainy day or whatever. So I'm just going to brag on y'all right quick. This is your sixth year, right?
Yes.
And we're going to talk a little bit more. We're coming up to a break. We're going to talk a little bit more when we come back. But I'm just going to say before this breakup is over, you're a working mayor.
Yes.
You're very involved with the budget. You have a great budget director and soon to be, hopefully, depending on what happens, finance director with Daisy. And y'all pay attention to what's going on. And so with that work and that detailed attention you're putting that effort in, I should say, the budget has gotten a million times better than what it was in 1819.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, that was tough times.
Well, there's, you know, we laugh about it. There's, you know, and you shouldn't make fun of like a lot, but PTSD, you don't ever want to go back to that position where we were.
No. So I'm with Jeff Mason, Smith County Mayor. We are going to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment here on Local Matters. Welcome back to Local Matters. Jeff Mason, Smith County Mayor, is with me, and I've always enjoyed my time with him. And we've missed the other three mayors a little bit, but not too much.
Who?
Yeah. So, and they'll listen. And you guys, I know you're listening. You'll listen, so it's all right.
Yeah.
We'll all four be back together. All five of us be back together in the next couple months. So we'll get y'all on. So we're talking budgets. And I was bragging on you and Daisy and the commission, budget committee, being thoughtful, mindful of what's happened in the past, what's going on. You started your sixth year as mayor, and y'all have made progress, and your financials are probably better than they've been in a long time. All right, so I'm bragging on you.
Yeah.
You just got to maintain it.
Absolutely. You just can't take your hands off the wheel.
You can't take your hands off the wheel, but you also got to be mindful of what's needed for your constituents.
There's a point in time where you have to spend some money in facilities that, you know, and you got to be smart about that. One of the things that we're doing right now is we're in the process of upgrading a playground. That was paid for out of the governor. The governor's, the first time he gave the money back is like $800,000. We took it and bought two tractors and fire engines and some rescue squad equipment. This time, the next time, it was half of that, and we sat on it. And then finally, we worked on grants for the playground. And we're a transitional county, so you know those grants don't just come as easy as they do for some of my other brothers. But we took that money set aside and are rehabbing that. And hopefully that's going to be open late spring, hopefully soon, maybe sooner than that. So got that going on.
Yeah, and that's a good point. Like, the governor's money was a great blessing to have, right? And of course, it hadn't happened in a couple of years. But the whole thing with that was there was no restrictions.
Exactly.
Here's the money from the state to the counties. You spend it on what you need. And obviously, y'all needed some fire engines and rescue squad equipment.
It was perfect timing.
Yeah, good timing. And so I think most of my counties in this area really took advantage of that one-time money and used it for one-time expenditures.
You have to.
You said something about facilities. Let's talk a little bit about it. You've got a good court system and a jail.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not very old.
No, starting to see those 15-year HVAC problems pop up.
That's true.
Part of it.
That's true. But you got – did y'all ever talk about schools, you know, building new schools or anything like that?
I think they're in the process of a study right now.
Okay.
You know, there's things going on with that, so we hadn't heard back from them.
Of course, let me be clear again, because it's such a sensitive topic. You don't make that decision.
I do not, no.
The school board comes to the commission asking for funding for a school, right?
And the commission decides on how to fund it.
Yeah, and it's like earlier, we kind of joked around, but no, I've never met a county mayor that wants to run schools or run a jail.
No.
And I know Jeff Mason doesn't want either one of those. So let's be clear, that's not his decision. But yeah, or road. And again, you mentioned that. Y'all have put money back in your infrastructure, roads.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how many calls do you get about a road? And even though you're not the highway superintendent, I know county mayors get calls.
We get calls.
Yeah. I mean, so it's important to maintain, right?
Yeah.
And improve. And so.
And I brag on mine all the time, Mickey Barrett. I've never not called him when he didn't take. I mean, I called him. One morning, I tell this story in life about one morning I had a call, I had a voicemail or a text from somebody. I was at church. I just simply sent him a text just as a reminder so I wasn't forgetting during church. He texted me back like 2 o'clock and said, "Hey, it's done on Sunday." And I'm like, "That's not what I meant for you to do," but that's the kind of guy he is.
Well, that whole department's great, right?
Yes.
Smith County's got some really good departments, good people working there. And that's
we think we're the best in the world. But
I think you're good. Okay to think that. I'm going to miss working with certain people, but I'm going to be around. I mean, I just live 25 minutes from y'all.
Yeah.
But y'all got a lot of good things going on.
We do.
The interstate's there.
We do.
Every time I pass by the interstate coming to Baxter, coming home, and if it's in the evening, that exit's backed up. So either people are stopping to spend money because they're traveling through, or people are going home.
Yeah, one of the two.
I mean, it's backed up.
That exit needs some work on it.
Probably. Now, it's
on a 10-year plan. We finally got on this last infrastructure. Shout out to Senator Paul Bailey and Michael Hale for working hard to get that done. Couldn't have done it without those guys, and appreciate the work they did.
Yeah, they're working hard. Legislators are working hard.
Yeah.
We talked about governor grant money. What about ARP money? Have y'all spent all the money y'all got? Because the deadline's coming up.
Well, we spent a big majority of it. Like I said, we put $1.5 million into the road fund. We did $500,000 partnership with DTC to finish out some broadband. Mm-hmm. We'll be fully broadband hopefully by this time next year. So shout out to those guys and the other cooperatives, Twin Lakes and North Central, for the work they did. Right now we're down to that TDEX water infrastructure money.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not been easy, has it?
Next question.
Well,
because I was warned, you know, nobody's here to keep me in line.
That's true. So you have a free platform.
I'm not going to.
You don't have to.
Last time I did that, I ended up in the front page of the Herald Citizen, so we don't want to do that.
Well, I know what the intent there was by the state.
I do too. And it's federal money, and I understand it, but it's just, boy, it's been a very complicated system.
People have been needing water and have opportunity to get it, it's not been easy to get it to them.
Right, and they kind of discourage that more along the lines of just updating your current infrastructure.
Yeah.
That wasn't a push to get people water. It was more to update current infrastructure.
And I think the what I would have, and I may get in trouble too, Jeff, we'll see. What I probably would have done when this all come out is, this is the priority, this is what we recommend, and this is how you do it.
Well, technically, you don't work for the state anymore, so you can say
that. I don't. I can say what I have a free platform myself. I don't know.
As long as your board doesn't.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But no, I think the intent was good, and it can be a good thing. It's just probably need a little bit more clarity.
I agree. You know, and that was something we talked we were in D.C. 3 weeks ago, and we talked to, you know, a lot of those about extending some of those deadlines, and the word we got back was not happening. So
really,
which where we're at, and we will had one of the utility general managers at a family function Sunday night with me, and I told him, I said, we're getting close.
Yeah. So let's talk about D.C. a second.
Okay.
How important is it for you and other mayors and other officials to go up there?
I think it's important. I think it's part of our job. It just is as important, just like you are in Nashville every day now with your new job, mm-hmm. and with us. I think if it's it goes back to the old, I mean, I come from a sales background. It's people deal with people they know and they see. So if they don't see you, they don't know you, and you pick a phone up, they're like, I don't know you. But if they've put a face with a name and they can look at you, and you know, it means a lot, because then they're putting, you know, it means a lot to go up there and tell them what's good and what's bad and what we need.
And they try to listen. And the only way they know is somebody talks to them, right?
That's it.
Because they have to spend the majority of their time in D.C.
You just look at two senators. They got 95 counties in a big state.
Yeah.
They can't know everything that's going on. No. But those guys, they do a tremendous job of with their field staffs. I put their field staffs up against anybody, and they do a really good job.
Were you able to see your two senators and your Congress folks?
We got to meet with John Staff. John Rose's staff. We met with Senator Blackburn's staff. We met with Senator Hagerty, because Senator Blackburn was on a lot of times you're at the whim of when your appointment time versus when they got to vote.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of didn't work out. But no, we got to see everybody. And then we met the next day with some transportation people, and then USDA. So it was a good day. It was a good trip.
Well, that's good. I would love to go on those trips with y'all. I've never had the opportunity before. But,
well, come on.
Well, I mean, part of my role now is, I mean, I'm lobbying for the elected officials here in Tennessee, but part of my role is to be a part of NACO.
Yeah.
And NACO is in Washington, D.C., and they're there. So I'm probably going to go to some legislative stuff in the future for NACO and try to get some contacts there, because federal government impacts state government. State government impacts county government.
Yeah.
And I'm still in county government. And so I'm hoping for the best with those results too. But it's, you know, it's a work in progress. I was told by one of my board members to walk, not run.
That's it.
Just like when you became mayor, you got to walk. You can't run. Because if you try to run, you're going to fall. And you're not going to get anything done. And so I'm trying to take one step at a time in this new position to help my folks. And the things I do for my officials are ultimately going to help my county mayors and commissioners.
Absolutely.
So I think it's a really good relationship.
And I would tell you the same thing I tell anybody that I've learned, and I gained this wisdom from somebody else, was define that job. Don't let that job define you.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, that's exactly how elected positions should be, really. I mean, there's things you got to do by law, but you define how you carry it out
and
present yourself work with people.
And I know you're going to do a tremendous job, and I congratulate you.
I'm
going to miss you, but
well,
like you said,
I appreciate
you're around.
It, but I am around. I mean, we're going to have lunch, and we're going to go play golf, even though we haven't yet.
Right.
I got a little bit more time, I think, in the summer when legislature gets done. I think I'll have a little bit more time.
That's
I can take off and hang
out with
you.
You won't be teaching in Jackson, Tennessee.
No, I won't be teaching. My teaching days are probably over for the most part, which I will miss that. But it was a lot of work.
You were good at it.
I appreciate it. It was a lot of work, but there will be some times I have. But, you know, Jeff, I appreciate you being here. Again, I'm going to brag on you and Smith County for everything y'all do. I've enjoyed working with Smith County for the last 19 years. It's been a lot of fun. But, you know, when I first met you before the previous mayor left, we all met in his office just to kind of show you some things. And I just knew right off the bat that this guy, he ran for this position because he cared.
Yeah.
He didn't run for a title. And you've proven it to me, and I appreciate that, because good, true public servants are there to help people and not themselves. So you've done a good job. I want to brag on you.
Well, thank you.
Folks, I hope you've enjoyed Local Matters. Ben Rogers with Smith County Mayor Jeff Mason. What a great, great mayor and great friend of mine. And probably in a few months, we'll have all four back on. You're going to get a hard time for this one.
That's okay.
I am too, but they'll be fine.
Okay.
They'll be all right.
If they didn't, we'd be worried he's mad at us.
Yes. And they'll probably bring you into it, Jake. So I'll be honest with you. How'd you let this happen? So thanks to my producer, Jake. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate
Thank you,
my friend.
Ben.
Appreciate all you do. Remember, it's a lot easier to smile than it is a frown. Take care of people this week. Be kind to everybody. Don't be mean. It's just a waste of time, and it's not good. Have a good weekend. We'll see you next week. Jake, I might be 10 seconds over, but it's not bad. Maybe 10.
I'll make it work.
Yeah, not much. It's not much at all.